Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1981. Clean eating is a scam and why you should abandon it. Part 1 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday and a very happy Christmas Eve to you if you celebrate. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And then on Fridays, that's when I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask. Or email it in directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today's post is a little longer than normal, so I'll read the first half today and finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one and start optimizing your life. Clean eating is a scam and why you should abandon it. Part one by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Clean eating. It's a term we've all used and have surely heard a million times. We've stumbled upon it in the magazines, seen it in our favorite diet books, and have probably even heard it on TV. Heck, there's even a magazine titled Clean Eating. Now, I have no problem with the magazine. The recipes are great. Love them, by the way. And the pictures are something I enjoy looking at. I do, however, have a problem with the negative connotation it presents to the minds of many health and fitness enthusiasts and even some professionals unwilling to consider other ideas. The first thing I want to ask is this: what exactly does clean eating mean? Most everyone will have somewhat of a different answer to the question, and every answer all boils down to some kind of belief system that they've created, how they view certain foods. One person, perhaps a paleo dieter, might actually say that fresh orange juice is off limits because it has too much sugar. However, they might feel a piece of fruit is okay, even though the amount of fructose and sucrose is very similar when comparing the fruit and the OJ. Another example is someone who labels whole grain foods clean and foods like white bread dirty or off limits. And then we have the group of people who label all foods with any kind of preservatives or chemicals in them as completely off limits, only until they get a craving for something or decide to compromise and have that bag of Oreos anyway. As I mentioned earlier, it all boils down to a belief. Whatever one believes to be good or clean and bad or a cheat meal. I don't particularly care for such a mindset because it's very limiting. While I don't believe this to be true for everyone, for many who adhere strictly to the clean eating principles, it cripples our relationship with food and can have a negative effect on our social lives. For some, it has much steeper consequences. An obsession with clean eating and meal timing can be the cause for dysfunctional eating down the road for those with such tendencies. I cannot say that clean eating is the cause of any particular eating disorder, but my hunch tells me ideas behind the concept are partly responsible for many health and fitness folk developing a tragic relationship with their cheesecake. An obsession in the making. Keep in mind, the section I'm about to read to you is a personal story. I live a very relaxed life these days, but in the beginning, I was quite obsessed with my diet and fitness regimen. In my first year of college, I was very fortunate to get involved with a great group of people the opening weeks of class. Most of these people also happened to be very physically active like myself and enjoyed competition as much as I did. It turned out that every year, a little contest was held during a student conference over Christmas break. It was secret and non-commercial. They labeled it the best body competition, although it had no formal name, and I was invited to compete. The cost was $60 to enter, and there were about 15 to 20 participants. There was first, second, and third place prize money to be had, and I made up my mind to be a placing contestant. At the time of my joining, I was pretty chunky. I was still athletic since I continued the resistance training I participated in for football, but I really needed to lose about 35 or so pounds to have a shot at this thing. So, what did I do? Just like most everyone does, I scoured the internet and every magazine for all the info on clean eating and losing body fat that I could find. Many of my sleepless nights spent searching were successful, as I found a ton of information to get me very lean. So, for about 3 months straight, I put my newfound knowledge to good use. I ate 6 to 7 small meals daily, all of which contained about 30 to 40 grams of protein, some fiber, healthy fat, and some form of clean carbohydrate. In this context, clean meant foods such as brown rice, whole wheat bread, sweet potatoes, and lots of oatmeal. What couldn't I have? Everything from table sugar to milk to most fruits and to anything white, like white rice, white breads, and white potatoes. I trained on the weights about 4 to 5 times, all the while doing 20-plus miles on the elliptical or treadmill every 7 days. Smell a disaster? Here was my weekly schedule. Up at 7 to do my cardio. Breakfast right after. Go to class. Weights after class. In all reality, the only reason I believe I didn't burn out had to be a result of my previous athletic conditioning and from the sheer amount of food I was eating. I had an unlimited meal pass to the cafeteria. Therefore, in between classes, I used to roll in and grab some lean protein and a few pieces of fruit, bananas mostly, for a snack. All my meals were deemed clean as I ate lots of egg whites, bland brown rice, oatmeal, no packaged oatmeal, cottage cheese, steamed broccoli with no butter, the occasional spoon of natural peanut butter, and dry chicken breast. The diet was miserable as I watched all of my friends eat greasy pasta, ribs, and ice cream cones. They were as active as I was and in fairly decent condition too. While I never counted calories, I didn't know how to at the time, I guess I was eating between 2,500 and 3,000 calories on most days. Some days were well above 4,000 calories when I would binge out of deprivation. Keep in mind, I was walking everywhere, training twice daily, and always attended social functions, standing, dancing, you know, lots of moving around. To cut myself short, the moral of this story is this. I lost a good 35 to 40 pounds in both fat and muscle and got the second place prize money. This was also the very first time in my life that I'd ever seen a full row of abs when gazing into the mirror. And here is where it gets dark. I was obsessed with this lifestyle. But before we get into what I went through, let's first establish what clean eating means to some people and why it makes no sense, no matter how you look at it. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Clean Eating is a Scam and Why You Should Abandon It by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. All right, so did that get you riled up a bit? If it did, I get it. And it actually furthers JC's point. If you started to get angry or frustrated by his words, well, maybe we need to reexamine whether clean eating is a belief system you have or whether you're truly after eating what's best for your body. And again, before we get too frustrated with some of JC's stories and his words, let's take a step back and try and be objective. All he's trying to say is, let's not be obsessed about our food. Let's not be obsessed about our eating, because then it probably won't lead to a happy, healthy, well-lived life. And so tomorrow, I'm going to read to you his experience with clean eating and how it actually hindered his lifestyle. And I agree with JC that we cannot say for sure whether clean eating would lead to any eating disorders. We would have to study that, and we'd have to study that for a long time with many, many people to see if that's really true. And yes, there may be some folks who are a little bit more prone to an eating disorder than others, so we would have to take all of that into account. And so again, in no way is he saying that clean eating is an eating disorder or would lead to one for sure. He's just saying, let's not focus too much on what we're eating, just so long as we're doing the right things most of the time. But again, we'll hear more about that tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for listening every day. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.